Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Hi, Pete. I received some information in the mail and just wanted to get some more information.
Yeah, of course. Can I please start out with your 16-digit reservation code, please?
Absolutely. It is 2511 0801-0017-4527.
Perfect. Give me a second to pull this up for you. How's your day going so far? Morning going?
Not too bad, sir.
Not too bad. Good, good. Who am I speaking to today?
I am the business owner. My name is Daniel Collins.
And, Daniel, what's a good phone number to reach you back in case the phone drops? We did just get a new system in place. It's been happening.
Absolutely. My cell phone is area code 502 298-1796.
Perfect. Now, before we start, just got to confirm a couple pieces of information that we have on the business so we're on the same page. Just a formality. And then, you know, I'll answer any questions you have, point you in the right direction, get you towards the program you need. Sound good?
It does.
All right. And a legal name of the business, what is it?
KJKAJAY LLC is the name of the business.
Is that the DBA name as well, KJ?
I do have another doing business as City Publications Orlando.
Perfect. And Daniel, you said you're the owner. Are you the 100% owner, correct?
Yes.
All right. And just to confirm, it's an LLC. That sounds redundant because of the name, but...
Yep.
And how long have you been in business for?
We've been in business for, let's see, going on almost a year because we started in November last year.
Fairly new to the industry, I guess. And one last one. What's the address that we have on file, please?
3865 Old Dunn Road, Apopka, Florida, 32712.
Perfect. All right, we are ready to start here. How's the weather in Florida right now?
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Good to hear. What can I help you with? What are your goals, first of all? You know, what do you have planned? Tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do.
Yeah, I'm looking for a working capital loan. There's some things that I want to do to market, advertise, join a couple Chamber of Commerce, things that currently don't have the cash to do. I market a lot to homeowners, so I want to go to a home show that's coming up. It's a couple thousand to do. Just things to really generate some more business.
Yeah, just so I have some more perspective on the marketing, tell me a little bit about what KJ does or City Public.
Yeah, City Publications. We do direct mail as our primary category, but we also do email campaigns and things of that nature. But our core product is a direct mail program. We do a card pack and then individual postcards to homeowners typically, but it also could go to business owners. And I am the franchise owner here in the Orlando market. So I cover exclusively for City Publications the entire Central Florida area.
Perfect. How long have you been, you know, in that industry? You know, did you work somewhere else before you opened this, you know, franchise up last year?
I worked 24 years in retail management, which included store manager and also multi-unit management, overseeing multiple locations. So it did involve a lot of marketing in that effect as well.
And you just decided to kind of just do your own thing last year and, you know, start being your own boss, making some good money.
looking to get out of the corporate world and be a small business owner.
Yeah, being definitely a little bit jealous of you. tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do with the funds. You said you're going to a home show that's a couple thousand dollars. Do you have a figure in mind there?
Yeah, so I got, let's see, I wrote it down here. All right, so, yeah, I got a couple, like I said, Chamber of Commerce, that's $2,000. I do want to offer a identity theft program for my clients. That's another $1,000 investment to offer that as a proprietary. I do also want to do some direct mail to business owners, get in front of their face. That's looking at about $20,000. And then, mentioned $2,000 for the home show, and then also looking to purchase some upgrades to the vehicle. Want to do a wrap, vehicle wrap, on my vehicle to promote my business. That's about $2,000, and then. What else I got here? I talked about the home show, direct mail.
Any online marketing there?
Yeah, the online marketing. Looking about $10,000 to be conservative on that.
How do you do your online marketing?
We do email blasts, but I am looking for some SEO as well. And then also,
whole social media thing, maybe.
Yep.
Gotcha. So let me just add up the grocery list real quick, I guess. And, you're looking around, 35 to 40K conservatively. Perfect. Now, Daniel, have you ever done a working capital loan before? Anything like that? An MCA loan?
Yeah. Yes, I have.
Oh, good, good. So you're pretty familiar with how things work. Tell me about your past experiences here. When's the last time you've used one of these loans?
We did a working capital to open the business and to, get going off the ground and, also to purchase some furniture equipment and some licenses and things of that nature.
Okay. Do you remember who you worked with and, exactly when? I'm assuming it was last year, around November, December, right?
Last year, yep. Meridian, I want to say, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know off the top of my head. I didn't call you guys.
Okay. Yeah, we didn't get to you, I guess, by then. We do direct mail, but it's targeted at specific, geographical locations and industries, so, maybe you just missed out on that mailer. You worked with Meridian. Do you remember how much you got or anything about your payments, anything like that?
It was $125,000, and the payment's $1,400.
Was it weekly, daily?
As far as the payment?
Yeah.
Monthly.
$1,400 monthly. Mm-hmm. For $125K, are you still paying on that?
$125. Did you say
$125
or
$4? Yeah, I said you borrowed $125K and you were paying back $1,400 monthly.
Yeah, I'm still paying on that.
Yes. Okay, I was going to say, like, damn, those numbers almost, you still have to be paying on that. Do you know how long the term is?
5 years, I think.
That's 5 years.
I don't have it in front of me. I'm sorry. I was calling this. I didn't know if I needed more information or not.
No. We need to get all of your current working capital loans accounted for. Just because, a lot of our programs either are going to be a second position, which just means completely separate loan, or some of them require that we pay off what your balance is and then just take a really large first position, you know what I mean? Do you know what your balance with Meridian is?
It's I think right around 100.
Right around 100. Do you remember what your total payback was on that 125?
I don't, unfortunately.
And this was unsecured working capital. Did they ask for anything?
No, it's unsecured.
Nice. You actually didn't get a bad deal at all, honestly, Daniel. Just looking at those numbers, they give you a pretty long term, which is something that a lot of lenders don't do anymore nowadays. Especially for a startup business. What are your gross annual sales looking like, for them to free up 125 for you for that long?
Yeah, I mean, we're estimating, obviously it's a work
it's
in
pretty,
progress.
Yeah, it's only been around for like a year.
Next year, it's a franchise, so there is some history.
Okay, there you go.
But we're looking probably next year in the $360,000 range.
Okay. What are you on pace for this year?
We're going to finish this year right about 75, but we're doubling our exposure next year and then also picking up more clients. So it's just a matter of building the client.
Yeah, you're still really early on in the process here.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So, Daniel, how's your credit looking like? Good, bad, in the middle, the personal credit?
It's good. Yeah, it's over 700, probably not quite 750, but it should be in somewhere between 700 and 750.
Right? Hey, good for you, man. I deal with a lot of really, really bad credit. I'll put it like that. when I hear over 700, I'm like, oh, wow, okay. Money bags.
I've been working hard to certainly keep that where it's at. So
no, it's not easy, man. It's definitely they're making it a lot harder for people nowadays. It's not what it used to be. It's very predicated on the ratios now, from what I understand. I mean, no one really knows for sure, but I think that's where they've switched their focus a lot to. Is just how much debt you have versus how much available credit you have. Dan, tell me a little bit about, how you're looking into financing at all with anyone else, any other lenders or your local bank?
No, I mean, my first, you hooked me with the mailer, so I was just looking to see what you guys had to offer.
Yeah, of course. I'm sure going to a bank, you do have good credit, but they probably have a little bit of an issue with the whole time in business thing, I'm imagining, just from what I know about, what their restrictions are, and some of the lenders even have restrictions on the industry of marketing. Tell me a little bit about, you're pretty well versed in the whole marketing thing, obviously. What are your return on investment looking for this $40K from your online marketing, from your vehicle wrap, all the direct mail? What are you expecting to bring back on that?
So from a sales perspective, 20 every client I sign is $2,500 a quarter. So if I sign on, if I can generate me another 10 customers, and that's, from a perspective, just in 6 months, that's going to, that's going to be $50,000 in sales. The gross revenue is pretty high. So I'm looking at a 40% margin. So you know, I'm looking at 20,000 in profit, annualize that, you know, looking at 40,000, you know, profit.
Really?
That's very, very conservative, yeah.
So you're looking in 1 year?
Yeah, in 1 year.
Oh, good,
and,
good.
The other great thing is, you know, once I get someone on board and get them hooked in, you know, then it's a reoccurring revenue. So it's the whole reason I purchased the business, because, you know, that will compound and continue to grow. So just really looking to get some more clients on so I can compound a little faster.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like this is the kind of a now or never time for you to really push to get into the... How many clients do you have right now? You know, what are you trying to break in? Do you have a threshold you're trying to hit?
I'm sitting on about 15 current clients, and you know, when we get to 40, we still really start to kind of saturate. You know, really looking to kind of double, you know, try to double that or get close to doubling it over the next 3 to 6 months.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you get $40,000 to do this marketing, it's, you know, you're going to be feeling the effects of, you know, the positive effects from that for years on out here. You know, it sounds like it's a small price to pay to get a couple clients on, because that's just going to be continuous money. Do clients usually stay for years on end, or do you have trouble with retention?
80% of our clients renew because our product works, so it's a pretty good high retention.
Yeah, that is. It's a very high renewal rate. All right, Daniel. You know, I think we got a lot of, you know, the major questions out of the way. The working capital loans taken care of. Do you have any specific date? I guess deadline, it doesn't sound like it, when you need this by. Is there like a certain marketing deadline for the direct mail? You know, what's the time frame on this loan?
Well, I be honest with you, a lot of businesses are making decisions for next year already. I mean, end of this week obviously starts October, so they're kind of getting into the budget season,
mm-hmm.
if you will. So
it's our busy season, man.
Yeah,
yep.
Right.
That's when everyone decides, like, oh crap, I need to, you know, better spend this money on the business before I pay it off in taxes, or get a lot of equipment towards your end, man.
Yeah, for sure. So
this is like a
step. Get out in front of them. Yeah.
Exactly.
So they make decisions. So.
Do you have a lot of competition in the area?
There's not a lot. There's only a handful of real competitors. Obviously, marketing, you can do billboards to, you know, vehicle wraps and things. But when it comes to direct mail pieces, you know, we have a very, very limited competition. There's only a couple that have been around. And the great thing is they're not exclusive, meaning that I offer a product that's different and separate than what they offer. So I got a couple clients that advertise in my competitors because they need to cover, you know, more than one avenue. You can't put all your eggs in one basket, as they say, right?
Yeah, so, yeah, exactly. That don't make sense.
So
No, keep going.
Go ahead. I was just saying that, you know, it's while there is competition, it's not necessarily going to eliminate people from advertising with me.
Yeah, it's not I guess with the word, it's not a exclusive. They don't have to be mutually exclusive kind of thing.
Yep.
Exactly. Perfect. How did you get your first 15 clients? Just word of mouth? Did you do any initial advertising or mailing campaigns?
No. Honestly, it was all cold calling and door knocking.
Wow.
And it was a lot of work. Yeah. Exactly. That's why I want to get out in front of it a little bit, where the timing is right. When people, because I heard that a lot. People were telling me, hey, you know, hit me back up at the end of the year. Hit me back up at the end of the year. We're spent for the year. I heard that a lot in my cold calls and door knocking. So that's why I think it would be a good investment to get out in front of these kind of potential clients before they make their decision. Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, it seems like it's kind of like a gym right before summer. Like, you know, everybody's making that kind of decision. They all go hunting. I remember in May, yep. it was like that. They all needed money for advertising in April. So I can see where, for your industry, this is crunch time. How long did it take you to get those 15 through cold calling and door knocking? And was it just you?
It was, I did have some telemarketing helping with setting the appointments, but most of it was through me, honestly. And I had some training at the end of the year and the beginning of this year. I was transitioning out of another job. So I really didn't hit the ground running until April. April is really when I signed my first client. And then from there, it's just been growing.
Wow. Yes, I'm just writing stuff down by hand. Don't mind me. One second.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you sign your first client in April, I mean, would it hurt to maybe, you know, pay somebody, you know, maybe like a recent college grad or somebody, you know, maybe somebody in college, you know, marketing degree or something like that, or just want some experience to maybe, you know, do some cold calling for you, or, you know, pay them like $10 an hour or something like that? Because I feel like, you know, you got 15 clients in, you know, what was it, April through to right now? How many months is that?
Yep.
About 6 months-ish.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you know, how much, if you could get somebody else to do that for you, I feel like that'd be a very, I guess, financially sound move. I mean, how much would it cost in the scheme of things? If you can get 10 clients out of, you know, maybe payroll of like, you know, $2,000-$3,000 for some kid or something.
Yeah, because it's about, there is a good cold caller. He's $12 an hour and then $25 per appointment. So, about $3,000, I could certainly get him doing some great calling for me.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely, if you're, especially when you combine that with the direct mail, sort of like how we do it, you've got the little reservation code, so you know, to pull up the file and whatnot, but, you know, that's been a great tool for us. We've been doing that since, you know, I want to say we started this, the big, heavy direct mail campaigning in early 2014, and it's, you know, our business has almost doubled in size, you know, since then, the last 2 years. So that's really helped us as far as just bringing in clients, getting our name out there. But yeah, I mean, it definitely sounds like you have exactly what you want to do and know how to do it. So yeah, I think we're pretty much done here. Do you have any other, you know, last minute questions? I know I've been doing a lot of the talking.
No, I think that covers it.
Perfect. So, Dan, what's a good email for me to shoot the info I need for, like, an application in that whole process? It's just some bank statements and a tax return for the most part. You don't accept credit cards, I imagine.
No, I do accept credit cards, yeah.
Is that going to be, like, a large part of your revenues, credit cards, would you say, like, more than 15 or 20%?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I would say 70% have been paying with credit cards.
Perfect. All right, yeah, we'll just need merchant statements as well from your merchant processor, just to account for the, because these are revenue-based loans, so just business bank statements, merchant statements, and a tax return, and the application, we're ready to get you some numbers.
Okay, great. Yeah, but you can email me, Daniel, Daniel.
Daniel.
Iel.
Yeah. Okay. I was gonna say we. Daniel at.
City, pub, P as in Paul, U B as in boy, Orlando.com.
All right. Expect that out in about 5-10 minutes, and I'll have the list of things I need, and you could just shoot that back to me. If you can get it back later today, that'd be great, because we could probably have some feedback by tomorrow. But I used to take your time with it. if I don't see anything in my inbox by, we'll call it Thursday around this time, but then I'll give you a call.
I should be able to get it back to you tonight, but it'll probably be later tonight. So.
All right, perfect. I'll touch base with you tomorrow.
All right, sounds good.
All right, take care, Daniel.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.